Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Showgirls podcast. It is me, Darian, and Carly isn't here today, so I have a new co-host. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
This is my sister, Avery. She's 16. She's never been on the pod before. How do you feel?
It's a lot of pressure.
I mean, we have like 50 listeners, so it is a lot of pressure for them. Just make sure you stay close to the mic, okay?
Okay.
She's like so like laughing and like throwing her head back and stuff. Anything to say to the peeps?
Keep listening. Love the show.
Do you listen to the show?
No, but we'll listen to it. I hear it from my room. In the kitchen, in the living room, and everywhere else. But they're doing great. Keep listening. Hopefully you guys can get paid.
That's true. What do you think about like me having a podcast? Not that it's like a big, like I'm a celebrity, but what do you think? Do you think it's cool or what?
I think it's cool. I think the amount of work put in definitely needs to be more credited to you and Carly.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
Because let me tell you, hearing you guys talk for an hour straight, like three times a week.
Okay, it's really like one time a week. It just seems like a lot.
Yeah, it definitely needs to be accredited for and took in higher up than it is, I'd say.
Thank you. So maybe you should tell all of the people that you're friends with, like in high school, to listen.
No.
Fine. So like I said, Carly isn't here this week. I actually was supposed to do this podcast with Avery like literally since Thursday. It's Sunday right now. So sorry, Carly, if you're listening. We got super busy because we are actually in the process of buying a house, like I mentioned last week. So actually today we went and looked at 5 open houses. It was supposed to be 6, but one of them ended up not being open. So Avery has a lot of thoughts on our house buying process. So she understands, obviously it's Connor and I's decision, but she has a lot of opinions. So I thought I'd let her talk about them.
Yeah, so my first opinion is I'm not cookie cutter, but I am for cookie cutter over anything else if we're in Edmond. So if we're gonna stay in Edmond, I'd prefer cookie cutter just because that's what quote unquote everyone else is in. So
we live in like Edmond is pretty, I hate to say the word affluent or affluent, however you pronounce it, but it means like we are seen as a richer suburb, even though like you and me and Connor, like we are not rich. Yeah. Like we don't have money. So you're just saying like you would rather go with like the new build, more cookie cutter style so that it just looks nice and like the same as all your friends.
Yes. And, like, not only that, is like, we can't really get a different style, and I'd prefer it be newer cookie cutter than an older, different style.
Yeah.
Just because, like, the year it's built, it's going to look nicer, it's going to feel nicer, it's going to be around nicer things, too. So, I mean, if you're going to go with a ranch style, then you're not going to get as nice or new,
yeah,
I'd say.
I mean, I'm definitely not agreeing with you, but it's just really funny because today one of the open houses we looked at, like we weren't considering it at all, but we were also killing time. And so we looked at one that I think was built in like 1960 or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the last one.
Yeah.
And Avery was not having it. Like, I don't even know. Like we got home and we were even joking with her, like me and Connor, like, oh, the price was so good. Let's just buy it. Blah, blah. Avery was like so annoyed. She like went to her room and shut the door.
I could have cried. I was not happy about it. And I sound like a spoiled, like, yeah, rich Edmond kid, and it sounds so bad. But it's because, like, we can have nicer things.
You're saying, like, since we can have nicer things, why not have nicer
things? Exactly.
Gotcha. And I think on the other end, like, obviously you're 16, the other end is, like, Connor and I, like we want to have nice things, mm-hmm. but we also would almost rather spend less if we could just so we can pay it off faster. So obviously that's the adult part of it that like you don't care about.
And I get that. The other thing is like, I don't know, Connor's do's and don'ts. They are deal breakers for me. Like the two stories are obviously something I've always, always wanted. And Connor not giving a true story, that it kind of upsets me sometimes, just because, like, I don't know, like, not being able to, like, yeah, it's you guys' house, and, like, you guys are going to live in it, but, like, I also have to live in it for 2 more years, and hypothetically longer, too. So I feel like, if anything, I could be able to have a 2-story or a pool, either one. So, I don't know. That's the other thing that, like, makes me want to cry sometimes.
Okay, maybe we should restart this. You sound so spoiled. We won't. But also, I hope we're not laughing so much to where the listeners can't hear, because we're just laughing so much. Yes, I understand a little. Like, yeah. You're going to live there, so we do take your thoughts and opinions into consideration, but ultimately it's Connor and I's choice, you know. But I just wanted you to share that, because you definitely, and everyone listening was 16 once before, like, they understand what you're thinking about, like, where your mind is, you know, so we understand. But it's just funny, you guys, Connor, like, I don't really care if it's a 2-story or not, but Connor will not let us get a 2-story, because he does heat and air and plumbing, and I guess a lot of stuff can happen with 2 stories, like leaks can happen, and then, like, I don't know, just a bunch of stuff. And then also not a pool, which I don't really want a pool anyways, because of the insurance cost is why he doesn't. And also in Edmond, like I said, we're pretty nice suburb, and a lot of the neighborhoods here actually have neighborhood pools. Mm-hmm. So it would be nice if we actually got one there. But the final update, I guess, on housing for us is we did end up putting an offer on a house Friday, and we really loved it. But basically, we went back and forth with the seller like 3 times, and they eventually took a different offer. So that was, like, kind of heartbreaking.
I loved that house.
I loved it, too.
It was modern on the inside, too, and I loved that.
Yeah, I loved it. So that was our first heartbreak, but a lot of people have been messaging me, and I guess that's really normal. Like, heartbreaks in house buying happen a lot. So I'm like, oh.
Oh, really? I didn't think that.
Yeah, I guess so, because especially in a market like this where it's like, you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
I don't know. Anyway, so that's kind of the update. I forgot to say at the beginning of the episode, if you guys do watch on YouTube, which I know not many people do, I think like one person maybe does, shout out to whoever that is. This won't be up on YouTube, this episode, because we are sitting together and not doing it over Zoom. And so I didn't want to just record us. I don't know. I just thought it would be weird.
Yeah.
So anyways, this isn't on YouTube, but it's on here. Any other thoughts before we go into like what's the haps?
Not really. I'm just excited to finish house looking, you know. I do enjoy the process and like going to see like what could be a potential and then what's like a hit or miss. Like everything's different in each house and things Connor finds and everything. So I'm excited to finish out the process, maybe go to a new school, and even Connor obviously, like, it's a milestone. So
yeah.
Other than that, yeah.
Oh, wow. That was so cute. Okay. So, you know, like how the podcast is arranged or no?
Kind of. Yeah. I know you talk like what the haps and like go into like celeb details.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Good. So we'll go into what's the haps. It is Sunday the 26th. So I do have Carly's notes she sent me, and she actually wrote these 3 days ago. So some of these might be a little out of date, but they're still very, very relevant. And so the first what's the haps today we're going to talk about is Taylor Swift's new album, Folklore. You know about it?
I have not, but I've heard everyone is talking about
it. So you haven't listened to it, but you know about it?
Yes.
Okay, same with me, which I'm really sad to say, because ever since it came out, it dropped actually midnight on the 24th. I really was like, I have to listen to it, but not to sound like I'm making excuses. Friday at work was so busy, and then I feel like this weekend was busy.
I feel like that too. Like Saturday we got up and go, and then this morning we got up and go.
Yeah. So I actually haven't had a chance to listen to it, but I know Twitter is blowing up about it. Yes. Everyone loves it. I do have a story I actually wanted to point out, and I need to look it up really fast, but I saw that Smash Mouth, do you know who Smash Mouth is? Huh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Basically Smash Mouth is the band that did all of the soundtrack for Shrek.
Okay, yeah.
They sing the songs like, hey now,
you're an all-star. Okay, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
them.
Or like, somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. Okay, so as a joke, I guess Smash Mouth tweeted about Taylor Swift, but I'm trying to find exactly what the tweet said. I'm trying to find it really fast, you guys. Sorry.
I know her last album, Lover, was really a hit, too.
Yeah.
It was really good.
She just really knocks it out of the park. Sorry, you guys. I'm literally trying to find this article, trying to kill time. Why didn't I pull it up? Because I literally just thought, oh, okay, found it. So basically, I found it right when you found it. So Smash Mouth tweeted on the 24th, the morning of the 24th. Obviously, Taylor's album is called Folklore. Why is that hard to say?
I don't know. Folklore.
And they tweeted and said bore lore, like it's boring. Yeah. They faced so much criticism,
backlash.
Yes, because one, it's an amazing album. Taylor Swift has literally never released a bad album, but also you're Smash Mouth.
Yeah. One hit wonder.
Yeah, like not like a one album wonder. Like, yeah. I don't know. So they're getting a lot of flack for that. So I thought I'd bring that out. But we are kind of posing because we haven't listened to the album yet.
Yeah. But all of Taylor Swift's album, like, I feel like has been great. Like her takeoff in 2012 after like the country music. I don't know if that's the right year. But after like.
Sounds kind of right.
Yeah. Like her country music was good. She was getting there. But then her pop music, when she started doing that more, took off. And then I really think her Lover album is what made people kind of start getting back into her.
Oh, you liked Lover a lot?
Yeah, I loved that album.
Actually, I know you loved it because I think when it came out, I remember you listening to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So she has definitely taken off more recently than before. So I think for Smash Mouth to even say Borlore is kind of exaggerant, just because, like we said, like they're a one hit wonder. What are they doing talking trash about her album, even though it was as a joke? And secondly, they are a pretty big like fan based thing, so for them, like, as another celebrity to another celebrity, they probably shouldn't have done that just as their own reputation.
Yeah, I agree. Like they have kind of like a cult following.
Yeah,
I agree. Also, fun fact, I used to work, I think I've told you guys this on the pod before, I used to work at a amusement park here in Oklahoma City, and I would have to bust the acts around for their summer concert series, and one of them was Smash Mouth. So that's funny, huh?
Were they nice?
I actually have a really, I don't even know if I should like say this, but 50 people listen to this podcast. I'll just say one of them tried to get me to kiss him like unwantingly. Like I didn't want to kiss him.
Really?
Yes. Have I never told you this story?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, let's move on because I don't want to like cause drama, even though, like I said, we don't have that many listeners, but I'll tell you the story after. Okay. The pod. Okay. Next story. Demi Lovato is engaged.
Isn't she pregnant too?
No.
Oh no. That's Katy Perry.
Yes.
Yeah. Demi Lovato.
You know who Demi Lovato is.
Yeah. Sunny, she's at Camp Rock.
Yes. Camp Rock.
Camp Rock.
Yes. She's engaged to her fiance Max. I don't know if I say his last name right, but it's like Max Irich. Anyways, I didn't really know who he was, honestly. Looks like he's an actor. This article from Billboard says 5 things to know about him, and let me see if I can find a good one that's like actually.
I feel like she hasn't been like out and about in the news or anything recently, so for her to like get engaged out of nowhere.
Yeah, she's been pretty quiet ever since her OD experience, which I think was over a year ago now.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think so.
Anyways, I couldn't find too much on him, and I clicked on this article, but of course it's really lengthy, and of course I didn't do my research again. But basically, he's an actor, but not in a lot of things you would know. Like, he was in, like, The Young and the Restless, okay. Like, Shake It Up, I guess, way back in 2010.
Oh, I used to watch that.
You loved it.
I did.
He was only in, like, 2 episodes. So little stuff like that. He does some singing, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, honestly, good for Demi Lovato. I just want her to be healthy and happy because she's just one of those people I feel like couldn't ever catch a break from stardom. You know?
And like the fans, I feel like not only pressured her more to not catch a break because after Camp Rock, she kind of took off. And like you said, she hasn't been able to get away from the stardom and hasn't been able to have her own break. And whenever she OD'd, then I think that's her realization of, okay, this is my break I need.
Yeah, like she needs to focus on herself.
Exactly.
Wow, that was very woke from a 16-year-old. Okay, next story. We have to talk about this because, you know, where Jeffree... Well, I can't even say where Jeffree Star stands because I don't... know where I stand anymore. But Jeffrey has come out. I think this was 2 weeks ago now, or actually it might have still only been 1 week. He made a video responding to, do you know about like the Tati Shane drama?
Yes, kind of. I know the Tati and James, but I've scraped over the Tati and Shane.
Yeah. Okay. So basically Tati came out and said like Jeffrey and Shane pressured her and lied to her and did all this stuff to like make her single out James Charles and all of this stuff. Well, okay. Jeffree Star finally spoke out and he said it took him a while. And he said the reason it took a while is because he was listening and learning and trying to just sit back and not react right away. Because when you react right away to something, it's all emotion,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
He definitely took a minute back to sit back and wait. But when he came out with this video, he said he would never speak about Tati and James drama ever again. So he said he wasn't going to in the video. Uh-huh. He did publicly apologize to James. So that was kind of addressing it.
Okay.
He said, these are just highlights, spark notes for people who didn't watch. He said he will always, Shane is his best friend. He'll always stand behind Shane Dawson. And even if he did really disgusting things 10 years ago, so did Jeffrey and they're different people now. So I don't really know if I agree with that.
Is this kind of like his admittance like video, but not really?
And like he doesn't ever really address anything head on. It's like so like,
okay,
like does vague. That make sense? Yes, yeah. Vague. That was so great. I couldn't think of vague with the word. But yeah, so then one thing that really bothered me. Oh, he said he's always had an inclusive makeup brand. He was one of the first makeup brands to be so inclusive, whether it be the Black community, the trans community, et cetera. He uh-huh. said he's always been inclusive, which I don't disagree with that part. Uh-huh. But the part that I like really, really got to me was he said, like, why are we worried about all of this drama in the makeup world and all this stuff when there's bigger things going on? Like Breonna Taylor's murders still haven't uh-huh. been arrested. Elijah McClain's murders still haven't
been
arrested.
Is that kind of him deflecting though?
Yes. That's what people are saying. So it's like, I agree. Like those things are so big and we should be focusing on them. But if we should be focusing on them, then don't even make this video.
Yeah. That's what I would think. He could put out a note on Twitter saying this is the reason why he's not making the video, but for him to kind of use it as like a back burner cushion, like,
yes.
No, that's him deflecting and thinking, well, if I just say this, then I don't have to really address it and make it come to light.
Exactly. And I think the video, if I remember right, was only 10 minutes. So it's
yeah.
It's like, boy, come on.
Yeah.
Like, so
James Charles did longer. Like
literally. So I don't know where, I think Carly and I are on the same page. You weren't really a Jeffree Star fan anyways, but me and Carly, I think are on the same page where like, we're kind of done. Like we're glad we bought what we've already bought.
Uh-huh.
Like I love the cremated palette. I love the conspiracy palette, but I think we're done.
Yeah. And I think like this has happened a lot in like the makeup guru community with Tati, James, Shane, Jeffrey, like people that are more makeup based. And I like that. I think this has all started to happen to more recently because there are different sponsors, but they're all friends, quote unquote, in YouTube community.
Yeah.
So when sponsors are coming at different, each and different one of them, then obviously the James and Tati, like James was supposed to not do this for Tati, but then James was also on the come up, and if he didn't do it, then he wouldn't be where he was. And then Tati and Shane, and I feel like this is just kind of making them go in a cycle of
literally
just back burners.
And it is kind of annoying, honestly, that Tati even came back out and drudged all this back up. Like, I don't know. Just let it go. Let it go.
Oh, yeah.
Know?
I watched some of her makeup videos, and she's good, but I don't really know the hype about it, I'd say. Like, she does, like, really good makeup, yes, but, like I said, like, they all do good makeup. Like, I just don't get the too much of a hype about her.
I think, and I could be wrong, I think the reason there's so much hype behind Tati is because she was one of like YouTube is honestly only like 10 years old or so. Maybe a little older than that. I think it's only 10 years old. 12 maybe,
I
or something,
so.
15. Anyways, she was like one of the, like,
okay.
The first.
OGs.
Yeah, like makeup artist to have a YouTube channel. Okay. So I think that's what it is. But as you can see, like, I mean, obviously she's gorgeous. I love her products and I haven't bought any, but I love her tutorials and stuff. But you can see, like, it's like she doesn't go with the times.
Yeah.
You
know? She's very basic. Like,
yes.
I remember I just watched, like, how to apply bronzer, like, how to apply eyeshadow, like, just very basic and straight to the point, which I would get if you're that person that, like, doesn't want a full on video explanation. You just want to know what to do, when to do, and how to do it. But I just think she's very basic, in my opinion, and I would definitely rather watch, you know, James Charles, Jeffrey, or anybody over that.
I agree. And so I just kind of wish none of that would have got brought up.
Yeah.
But okay, last story. So this will only be four stories. Carly actually has more written down, but it's about, like, TikTok and Sway House and James Charles. And, you know, TikTok is not my forte.
I love TikTok.
Okay, maybe you can talk on it then. Hang on. We'll talk about our last story and then we'll see. Okay, so last story, we're going to talk about Kanye's mental breakdown. So do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
I realize I saw his post about apologizing to Kim, but I also saw a lot of hate for it, saying he did it on social media and that's not what a husband should do. But I wasn't too sure of what really happened or, like, why he was getting backlash for that or anything.
Okay, so basically this has happened before, like a year ago, but basically he started tweeting kind of insane things. Like, that's how the only way I can say it. Like, he was tweeting, and tweets are to the world. Like, he has millions of followers. He was tweeting saying, like, Kim and Chris are on their way to come lock me up. They're trying to bring a doctor to me, all this stuff. He, like, screenshotted text messages he sent to Chris that were saying, like, Chris Jun-un, like, comparing her to, like, North Korea's dictator, like, just bunch of, I don't want to say the word crazy because there's such a stigma around that, but just crazy stuff. It was clear he was having, like, a mental breakdown and, like, tweeting all of these things. So Kim finally came out with a statement, and so I wanted to read it. So this is probably old news, but if someone hasn't been on Twitter and seen her exact statement, this is what Kim finally said. As many of you know, Kanye has bipolar disorder. Anyone who has this or has a loved one in their life who does knows how incredibly complicated and painful it is to understand, she wrote. I've never spoken publicly about how this has affected us at home because I am very protective of our children and Kanye's right to privacy when it comes to his health. But today, I feel like I should comment on it because of the stigma and misconceptions about mental health. Kardashian also explained that families who struggle with someone who suffers with mental illness are powerless unless the member is a minor. That's true. People who are unaware or far removed from this experience can be judgmental and not understand that the individual themselves have to engage in the process of getting help, no matter how hard family and friends try, she continued. So basically, they just want sympathy and, you know, compassion during this time. And I don't want to go too into it, but I totally relate to that. And you do too, because our mother is bipolar.
Yes, 100%. They have the good and the bad in them.
Yeah, and, like, we've wanted her to get help for a long, long time, but you can't make an adult.
Exactly. And even if they say, okay, we will go get help, like, they're bipolar, so they could change any second or any minute, and their view can be completely different.
Yeah, that's our, that's definitely, not to, like, get too into detail, but that's our experience with our mom. Like, we know that the mood changes daily. So definitely feeling for Kim on this, because I feel like we relate to it. And it just sucks, though, because unlike us, where it's so private, Kanye has
is been, and he was running for president.
Yes. And I don't even know if he still is. I heard that he dropped out, but then he was still tweeting about it.
Yeah. I think with him, the difference between, like you said, like, he is multi-millionaire, right?
Yeah, I think he's a billionaire now.
Yeah, he's a billionaire. He's with one of the most famous families, honestly, and he has a lot more fan base and he has a lot more going on in his life. So not only will his mental state be affected from his fan base now, but from his home life, from his mental, like, his own perspective of himself. Like, it, a mental healthness, wait, a mental illness, a mental illness not only affects, like, yourself, but everyone else around you. And I think he's about to go through something that's probably one of the hardest things now that that is out and about, because people are ruthless online. Like, they don't care. Like, if they're, if they think, like, oh, like, he's going through something, that he's vulnerable, like, this is some way to get to him. Like, they don't care what they're gonna say, and that's what he's gonna have to learn, is I have to deal with this because I did this, because I have fans and I messed up, but I'm not too sure if his illness will allow him to.
Yeah, and it's just, like, definitely one of those things, like she said, like, you're kind of powerless unless the person is a minor, you know?
Exactly.
So it's just hard, so definitely understand what they're going through right now, and I just hope that it gets better. I was trying to follow on his Twitter to see if he's done anything recently. Let me go look, actually, right now, because I saw that he actually ended up tweeting another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it looks like he's just tweeting some album covers. Oh, okay, okay. One day ago, he said this. I would like to apologize to my wife, Kim, for going public with something that was a private matter. I do not cover her like she has covered me. To Kim, I want to say, I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you for always being there for me. So,
see, that's the tweet that I saw yesterday on Instagram.
Oh.
And it was, that's where he received a ton of backlash because they were saying how it was fake. Like, yeah, definitely hurting him more than anything.
Gotcha. Okay, so like I said, I was going to skip the last stories because they were about TikTok, but do you see any of those and can you comment on any of those?
Yes, so let me get the Charles.
What are you Googling?
The Sway House with James Charles. I know there was a lot of drama going on there. I just wasn't too sure. But Bryson Addison, oh my gosh. They are something. They are off and on all the time, so obviously, like, there was a lot of rumors that Bryce was talking to a lot of girls and Bryce was cheating on her. And so they've kind of just been, like, off and on. So not too much going on with them. Like, if I'm correct, let me see. Bryce and Addison. I'm Googling it real quick. Yeah. So I saw... Yes, yeah, so they, June 16th, they had actually been broken up, so I assume over the week they had been gotten back together. I know that the Sway House, I don't think I'm pretty sure Addison and Bryce both don't live there right now, okay, just because of all the TikTok drama that has been going on with the Sway House. I don't know if you knew, but Dixie and Bryce actually had a thing, and Bryce cheated on Dixie, and then Dixie cheated on Bryce as well. It gets really complicated, but just like an outline, they are very all over each other. It's kind of like if you stick six people in a house for,
it's like the Jersey Shore.
Months out of time. Yeah, they're gonna go all around. But
I just thought of an idea. I need to run in by Carly because she'll probably think it's a good idea too. What if you make your own like TikTok podcast where you just talk about TikTok drama?
Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
What do you got to lose? It's free.
Okay.
You think you could?
Yeah, probably. I'm all about the TikTok.
Maybe you could appeal to the Gen Zs.
Yeah.
You could put it on your Instagram. I doubt you would.
No, that would not.
What if you get listeners? You gotta follow your dreams.
I'll put it on Facebook.
Oh my god. Okay, literally, then everyone will start. Our grandparents will be like, "Everyone, please listen to us."
I'll have third cousins listening.
Literally,
but yeah, TikTok. So they actually came up. They have the Sway House, the Hype House. They have so you know the Bachelorette House.
No,
it's oh really.
It's like with, Bachelorette people that are on there?
Yes. Oh, great. It's literally Tyler, Hannah.
Oh, I do. Yes, I didn't know that's what it was called.
I'm pretty sure that's like the official name, but I'm not.
Are they still all together doing TikToks?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. They post. So everyone actually thinks that Tyler's friend and Hannah have been together, but then they also started, like, she started getting a lot of backlash and, like, people calling her, like, you know, yeah, like, go, yeah, like going words around. Yeah. And so because she would talk to Tyler and they would make TikToks and everyone would look too much into it. But then the next TikTok, she would be with his friend.
Yeah.
And they were like, she's just too pretty. Like, she should just move out because all of them, like, are all over her. And that's, she clearly, like, she doesn't know what she wants and saying she's kind of playing them. So that was kind of a little bit of a thing.
Yeah.
On TikTok, too. Whenever they first started making videos, but I think recently people are kind of just like shipping them and shipping different her.
Well, you know, Matt James is the roommate, his best friend. He is the new Bachelor.
Really?
Yes.
That, I did not know that.
Yeah, the Bachelor will be premiering, I think, in the fall or something.
Okay.
So now we're going to go into our show segment. So first we need to talk about the Challenge reunion. Did you watch it with
yes,
me?
Yes, I did watch that with you. That was intense.
When they were all on Zoom?
Yes.
Yes. But did you think it was kind of boring?
Yes.
You said intense though.
It was intensely like the vibes were off. Yeah. So that's why I think it was boring. But the hard-hitting questions, I think whenever like, not to get too into it yet, but like Nani, whenever she went off and Anissa and that drama, that's when it hit. But then the other times it was like,
Yeah, agree. Like I almost feel like, so it was obviously on Zoom because of COVID. They just had everyone on Zoom, which Zoom reunions are just so hard to do anyways. But I was still kind of glad we got one. But then I almost feel like I didn't find out anything new.
Yeah.
So it could honestly probably be skipped.
The only thing I did think we found out new was the Melissa, we knew she was pregnant, but people were asking like if her and Kyle had hooked up and stuff.
I found out that they, because it showed clips that we hadn't seen before where they got mm-hmm. kind of close, and I found out that I didn't know was that Melissa said during the final, so when she was like going through the snow and stuff, she like couldn't figure out why she was getting tired so easily, and then that's when she kind of was like, oh my gosh, am I pregnant?
Yeah,
so like it hit her really at the final, and it kind of made sense. Like I'm kind of glad she quit then. Mm-hmm. You know what
yeah
I mean?
And like props to her for doing what half the thing at least, and literally going literally through hell to get there.
Hell, like yeah, so bad for her.
And then she didn't want to quit, I think is what she was saying. They showed the clip. She was like, I think I need to, but I don't want to, like I've came so far.
I think so. And then like she said like she had to quit, but now we understand like
yeah, oh yeah,
like there was a child
and she was 4 months, like that's a long time. Almost
like,
half,
like how did she not notice her stomach or
exactly
something?
And that's I remember her saying, she said, like, she just thought she wasn't physically just getting fit. Like, yeah. It wasn't anything else. Yeah, she just didn't think anything of it.
Yeah. Besides that, I feel like we didn't really find out any new info. Bailey tried to, like, kind of cover up what she said about Casey and her liking each other or something. But kind of like a challenge, but Big Brother thing. Oh, one more thing about the challenge. Zach and Jenna were on, and Zach did not take any responsibility whatsoever. No. Like, he thinks he's in the right for how he treated Jenna.
And trying to make her leave the show. Like, that was it. How much money did they get? Like, $100,000?
They would have won, I think. Oh, I don't remember. I think if you win this season, you get, like, $500,000.
Yeah, so, like, $500,000 is life-changing. I don't care. Like, Jenna, find a new man if he wants you to give up $500,000 for him.
Yeah,
like,
and
that's not love.
Exactly. Thank you for understanding that at 16. Also, they're still getting married in February of this coming year.
Like, what, so whatever happened, did he, like...
They don't know. They say on... Okay, so next week isn't the reunion. It's a... Well, it's part two of the reunion, but it's called The Shit They Should Have Shown. And it's just edited clips that they didn't show. And supposedly next week... They asked Corey if it was him. That's what the preview showed. Oh. But they could have edited that. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But it just like makes me sad that Jenna is staying with Zach because he's not a good person.
No. And through, I think this happened last season too, where they almost broke up because Zach thought she was cheating. But you can literally watch Jenna throughout this season. Like, I haven't been a loyal like follower of the challenge, but I've watched it with you. And Jenna has never even considered another guy, no matter how many guys she was roommating with, she was around, she was hanging out with, she was partying with. She's always talked about Zach and been 100% devoted to him.
Exactly. Like, literally, when she's with Zach, like, she is with
Zach. Yes. Yeah.
It's just dumb.
Yeah. So I don't really get why Zach isn't trusting her, especially for how long they've been together.
Like, years. I think this, like, they were together for, like, I think like 2 years before they broke up, they had a little bit of off, but then they back together for another 2 years. So that's basically 4 years together.
Exactly. So I'm not too sure, but definitely Jenna, find a new man.
Literally. The thing I wanted to point out, it's not the challenge related, but kind of is Casey and Josh were doing their Zoom reunion for the challenge together.
I know. I saw that.
And I think it's because these are all the rumors that I'm getting from like my all the groups that I'm in. Uh-huh. It's because they're having to quarantine because they're about to go on Big Brother All-Stars.
What?
Because they originally were from Big Brother.
Okay,
remember?
And if they and they would have to quarantine together.
Yes, but the other rumor that has just come out literally I think yesterday was someone tweeted it, which is just a rumor. Mm-hmm. They said Casey tested positive for COVID and had to drop out of Big Brother All-Stars.
Really?
Yes, that is all just rumors though. Big Brother All-Stars, we finally have a start date, which is August 5th. So uh-huh. What day is that? My calendar's right here. That's not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, August 5th, Big Brother All-Stars. I'm so excited to watch. It's my jam. Literally, I started dating Connor 2 years ago in the middle of when Big Brother started, and he knew we couldn't hang out. I think it was Wednesday, Thursday, or Sunday nights because I watched Big Brother.
Also, what are your thoughts about, like, they're going to be in a house all together?
So
no masks.
literally no masks. So according to all the intel that I get, aka the internet, they have been quarantining for like a month.
Okay.
All together so that they can't contract it or bring it in.
Okay, supposedly. That would make sense.
And like, so has the crew and stuff.
Okay. So that would make sense.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping it's a great season. Obviously, normally the season would have already started because normally it starts, I believe, in June. Mm-hmm. But with COVID, everything changed. And I don't think they were originally going to do an All-Stars season either. They were just going to do new players like usual. But the reason they switched to an All-Stars season was because they didn't have to re-interview and find people. They just picked past people.
Yeah. And that would make sense. Also, since Casey is out now, does that mean Josh may be out now?
I don't know, because if that rumor is true, like I just said, they literally are together.
Yeah, so they would have to pick two more new people and probably have them tested like immediately and then throw them in somewhere to keep them quarantined.
Yeah, I think this is another thing I read. I'm always reading all my groups that I know. They picked like three backup people that are also quarantined in case something happens.
Okay, that would make
sense. That's what I think, but... okay, so that was the challenge. This week will be the shit they should have shown. I'll probably watch it for fun. Whatever. Yeah. Next up, though, are shows that you don't really watch, which are The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Sassy.
yes. And The Real Housewives of New York City. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is getting good, you guys. So it basically was an episode back out at Kyle's fundraising party. And basically all this other random stuff happens, but the nitty gritty of the episode is Brandy finally comes out. Brandy Glanville comes out and tells Kyle and Teddy that her and Denise Richards slept together while she's obviously married to Aaron. So
no.
I know that doesn't mean much to you, but so we're finally getting to the good part because originally, Bravo actually cut out a scene that was in the preview of Denise going, Bravo, fucking Bravo. They cut it out of past episode, like an episode that already aired. So we thought, my thoughts were that they were cutting out the affair subject of the season altogether because maybe Denise was going to sue them or something, which I bet their contracts are so locked up she couldn't sue them. So anyways, that was the best part of the episode, and next week is when everyone else finds out, and I guess they ask Denise about it. But I know you don't watch that show. And
is that the one with Jax?
No, that's Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, do not like Jax.
Yes, close, but we're not going to talk about Vanderpump today because it's old news. It's not on this right now. This season.
Okay.
The next episode was Real Housewives of New York, and why is Chester walling out? Our cat is meowing so much.
It's the door.
I know. She wants outside. Real Housewives of New York. And it was Ramona's. She wants to be on the pod. I don't even know if they can hear it through the microphone. But it was Ramona's birthday party. And it was such a good episode. Again. I wrote down something really, really funny, though. But I don't remember why Leah said it. But Leah said it in her interview, and I thought she was talking about something that Ramona was going to, and she said it probably looks like a MAGA rally, and it just made me laugh so hard because that was probably right. But anyways, the episode was at Ramona's birthday party. She invited 60 of her closest girlfriends, which like
60,
yeah,
I don't even have three.
That's Ramona. She's insane. Like, she's one of those people that like wants everyone to know her, like everyone's her friend. Yeah. the end of the party does go really bad. Leah, this other housewife, is dancing on another housewife, but her dress rides up so far and she doesn't have underwear on. Like, she's flashing everyone.
No.
And then Sonia, who's like the resident drunk girl of the group. Well, mm-hmm. all of them kind of are, but Sonia's been taking it like to the extremes lately. Literally gets up like on this ottoman, and it's like a glass tray thing, starts standing on it and breaking it. And there's like, this is a party, like 60 people there. It's like a nice party that are. Yeah. Ramona freaks out and she's like, I'm getting production. Stop this right now. Stop this right now. I'll quit the show. And it was just like crazy insane. Like, I don't even remember. I don't even remember the beginning of the episode or anything like that, but it was just crazy. And I really can't wait till next week's episode. Are you yawning?
Yeah.
Are you bored?
No, I'm not breathing right.
Oh, good. Do I need to take you to the hospital? Hope you're okay. Okay. Next. Oh, one thing I forgot to talk about in What's the Haps, which I just saw on my phone. Outer Banks has been approved for season 2. I tagged you in it.
Yes, I saw that. I'm so excited. John B, Pogue Life forever.
Pogue Life. You sound just like Carly. Carly's obsessed with it
too. Kira, is that her name?
I think her real name is Madison. Kira, she's dark complected?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's her.
It's Kira, that's her real name?
I think that's on the show.
Okay, well, Kira on the show, she created a TikTok recently, and she is so good. Like, she's so pretty, and she, like, she has fans just because she's pretty. Like, her TikToks, like, nobody ever really pays attention to them. They just talk about, like, her outfit choices. And she does, like, hair tutorials on, like, how her hair is so curly. And, like, she only brushes it in the shower. And, like, which products she uses and stuff like that. And so then there was a rumor. Are they together?
John B is together with the blonde girl he was with in
the show.
That's
what I thought. There was a rumor that Kira was trying to get with John B, and that they were a thing, like, when filming the show.
But then
after that scene, what was it? Sarah? I don't know her real name. But yeah. Sarah, the blonde girl, she, like, after that scene, they kind of just started vibing more and talking more, and they kind of just started becoming, like, closer and not really pushed Kira to the side, but they just didn't really, like, talk that much anymore
after
that
scene. This is tea. How did you hear this?
TikTok.
Oh, my God. This is the Outer Banks tea we needed.
So I did hear about that, and everyone was like, are you and John B okay? Like, is the show
good? They're, like, spamming her comments.
Yes.
And,
and so then I read some more up on it, like, on her Instagram, and put together, like, two and two. So, yeah, that happened. And some people were really having doubts about the show because that happened, that there wasn't going to be a season 2.
Oh, wow. Because I guess drama among the cast.
Yes, because Kira, like, I guess really liked John B. And then that all happened. And then she started falling. Kira started liking the other guy. JJ.
We don't know. It's really funny because we don't know their names in real life. Like, Carly would know their names in real life, but we don't. So we just say their character.
Yeah, so she started liking JJ, but I guess she liked John B., like, too much and felt disrespected if she would have went with JJ, so she did not. And that is where we are with her. We are unsure if she's still on John B, but now that him and Sarah are together,
that's some tea.
Yeah,
look at you bringing some tea. You didn't know it. Okay, next show is RuPaul's Drag Race, which you watched.
I did
the end of it with me, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that was actually two nights ago, Friday night, was the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race. In my opinion, it was really played out, like, long. Like, it could have been an hour. They didn't need all the extra. Spoiler alert, if you haven't listened, Shay Coulee wins.
Did not agree with that.
Who did you want to win?
Not Miss Cracker. Who was
Jujubee.
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted her to win.
I was conflicted. So, going into the finale, I just didn't want Miss Cracker to win. Uh-huh. Like, I like her. She's fine. But she's not All-Stars Hall of Fame material.
No.
I wanted Jujubee and Shay Coulee. And Shay, they're both very good, but they're so different. And I think Jujubee has more of the comedy queen side.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I wanted her to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
And so, them talking about it, like, I haven't even watched, like, the entire thing, but them talking about it, it sounded like she progressed more. So I feel like that's why they didn't pick her, was because she's been progressing so easily. They feel like, you know, once you win Hall of Fame, like, you get famous off of that, basically.
That's kind of actually what happened when Trixie Mattel won All-Stars 3, I think it was, because really Shangela should have won, mm-hmm. but they said Shangela kind of already had her time, yes. and she's already famous and stuff. It was like Trixie's turn. But I really think Jujubee should have won too, because this is her fourth time on Drag Race, because she went on her original season, I think it was season 2 or season 3. Then she got asked to go back to All-Stars 1.
Really?
Then she got asked to come back on this All-Stars. So it's almost just a punch in the gut because she's made it to Final 3 all 3 of those times.
Yeah, I did not agree with Shea Coulee. And I felt like whenever she was dancing, she didn't really bring anything. She kind of just did the robot, like,
yeah, dance. She was doing that. That's true.
And she did a little shimmy here and there, but Jujubee definitely, like, deserved it, in my opinion. But I would understand if, like, she was already famous, and then they wanted to give Shea Coulee a chance. But in my opinion, like, throughout the seasons, Shea Coulee did not deserve that.
I think, I don't know if she didn't deserve it, but I think for me, I definitely wanted Jujubee.
Yeah.
Just not Miss Cracker. like, she's fine, but she's not All-Stars. Okay, last show is the 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way franchise. I don't think you've been watching this with me. Like, I think you've been in and out, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember what happened, because it'll come on tomorrow night. And then actually right now while we're talking, Happily Ever After is on. Okay, let me think.
Is this the one with Big Ed?
So, no. Big Ed's season is over. This one is with Kenny and Armando, the gay couple, where one's like 52 and the other one is in Mexico and he's like 30. Mm-mm. I think you watched the first episode with
me. Oh, maybe. I feel like that kind of sounds familiar, but not too familiar. Maybe I was watching it, but like zoned out.
Yeah. Also, why can't I remember stories from any of these? Ariella and Minion, like, I know all of them, but I can't remember what happened, and I'm literally failing at our podcast right now, and I hope Carly's not upset with me. Brittany and Yazin, last time I checked in with them, they had gotten in the fight in Jordan. Well, then they left, and they were still yelling at each other. Then they went to the hotel. Oh, I remember a little bit. He took her back to the hotel. The hotel was covered in roses and stuff, but then he can't spend the night there because he's Muslim, so he left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he just decorated for her only and then just left.
That's kind of weird.
Yes.
But I get it.
Yes. Kenny and Armando. Oh, okay, it's coming back to me now. Kenny and Armando, it was kind of funny because I ship them very hard. I think they're like one of the most perfect 90 Day Fiancé couples, and I really don't want to like believe that anything's wrong between them. But they get there, and Kenny, I guess, is a germaphobe, and they move to Mexico, and they, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he kind of, like, he won't eat candy off of that they bought from a street vendor, and, like, he watches people make their food, and he's, like, he's not wearing gloves. Like, what are they doing? But also, I don't think they wear gloves here to make food either.
I think only, like, 5-star restaurants.
Yeah, like, or something. And so we kind of see how much Kenny has to rely on Armando, because Armando speaks Spanish, but Kenny doesn't. And so it kind of let us see a little bit of cracks between their relationship, but also they never fought about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, Armando knows who Kenny is. That's who he is. And Kenny knows who Armando is.
They're open about each other's differences.
Yeah. Like, they just know, like, Kenny obviously needs to learn Spanish.
Yeah.
Also, Kenny's dog's name is Truffles. And I think she or he, I don't know, is like, has cataracts in her eyes. And her tongue is always out like this to the side. So it's really cute. So
that is cute.
That's what happened with them. Ariella and Binyam. The last thing I remember with them is just the apartment situation. They're trying to get apartment fixed up for baby to come. Tim, the guy from Dallas who said he looks like a cheese stick. Boring storyline. I don't even care when they're on the TV. Jenny and Sami, their storyline has literally been the same for this whole season. She wants the guy to produce documents that say that Samit has filed for divorce, but he can't get them yet. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants them together. Same-o, same-o. Oh, okay. Devin and Jahoon. There is a part of this I want to talk about. So basically, Devin gave up her whole life and moved to South Korea for Jihoon.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but he's a loser, Avery. Like,
I think I did watch – I remember you telling me they're a loser.
This is their second season.
Oh, okay, 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 yeah.
So you might actually remember Jinny and Sumit and Devin and Jihoon because they were on another season.
Okay, probably.
And anyways, Jihoon, like, goes to cry to his mom, and he's like, I told her I don't have any money, I can't provide for them, and all this stuff. And his mom basically says to just lie to her.
Like, what?
Just lie. Tell her whatever she needs to hear so that they stay here.
That's... Are they, like, using her for the money?
I don't think so. Like, I think the mom just wants them to stay there because they have a baby together. So it's, like, her grandkids. Uh-huh. She just wants to see the kids. But, like, the cultures are just so different. They're, like, clashing.
You know? Yeah.
Anyways, that was probably the worst rundown of 90 Day Fiancé I've ever given. I don't know why I've spaced. Probably because the new episode is out tomorrow and I literally can't remember a week ago because all this house stuff. Happily Ever After is on right now, you guys. So hopefully I'll watch it tonight and I'll give you guys a better update on that show whenever I record with Carly this week. I'm trying to think. Anything else you need to say to the people or any other stories or shows or anything?
No, I'm trying to think. Whenever the challenge...
I think that's really it.
Yeah, I would say that's it.
Any final thoughts?
What? We can talk about Siesta Key.
You want to?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, give it.
Okay.
Wait, you haven't finished the most recent episode, but yeah, go ahead. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
You finished it.
I'm pretty sure we watched it, right?
I left the room. Did you finish it?
Maybe.
But you know the gist of it.
Yeah, right? I know everything about
it. Okay, say the gist.
Okay, so Siesta Key, for those of you who don't know, is like rich Florida, like drama about 20-year-mid-20s teen or adults that party and live the rich lifestyle with full of drama, basically like every show. But so I don't know if any of you know Alex Campo. He was taken out of Siesta Key for a racial slur, not racial slur, but he posted a racist.
Was it racist?
I think it was, like, considered racist or, like, it could be taken racist, but he was taken out of the show completely, and honestly, I think it was not that it wasn't needed, but that it wasn't, definitely hasn't helped their viewings.
You think that because they took him out, their viewings have gone down? Because I've been watching it with Avery Siesta-Key, I've been watching this season, I feel like it doesn't make a difference that he's not there.
Really?
You think it does?
Not. Okay, so the episode I watched today was the most recent episode. And so Alex and Alyssa, that's Alex's like fourth, fifth girlfriend that is now pregnant. And Juliet is still not over him, right?
Yeah.
Well, since Alyssa is pregnant, they were talking about it, like Juliet and who was it?
Was it when they were out to lunch?
Yes, and she was talking about her career modeling.
I don't remember actually.
Well, they're talking about Alex, and it was almost like, I was like, well, why haven't they shown Alex? Not realizing they took him out. I forgot. Had a little moment there, but for him not to be there, I felt like they still could have had him in some episodes, some parts, just to make it more being able to follow. Because, yes, you can still follow it, and it's still an amazing show. Love it.
Still amazing because I love all of the drama.
Yes, I love it. But them, like, him not being there just doesn't really wrap it up for everyone. And then you see, like, Alyssa. So, I guess Alex made a comment that Chloe told everyone.
Which, are you surprised?
Yes. So, Chloe said, I think you heard it, said that Alex was saying, give it 3 to 4 years with the kid, then he'll be done with Alyssa.
Yeah, but supposedly he said it very jokingly, but of course
Chloe blew it up.
Yes,
twisted it and told everyone. And Amanda told Juliet that it was a joke.
Yeah,
it
was not serious.
Yes, was not serious. So then whenever Juliet brought it up to Chloe, Chloe flipped out once again, and Chloe wasn't invited to her fashion show, not only because of what happened with her and Juliet, but because of her and Madison. And
nobody wanted Chloe there, basically.
Yeah. And so for Chloe to be upset about it and started attacking Juliet about it, she kind of, they're kind of iffy right now, not doing too good. But other than that, the show is doing good, in my opinion.
It's all the drama that Avery loves and wants.
Yes. It's the rich Florida life. If you have, if you don't watch it, go watch season one. You'll love it. Watch season two, and season three is coming out right now. As like it comes.
Oh, it's season. Yeah, yeah. So right now what's on TV is like part two of season three.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yes. So it's season one, two, three, but then there's a part two of season three. And honestly, it is a storyline to follow because it is everywhere. And if you, if you're the person that likes to watch it, like, like you follow along, but if you don't, you still get it, then it's definitely like you, a show you can watch because it's just good.
I agree. Like, it's a, definitely a show if you miss one episode, but you catch the next week's, you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that too. And cool. It's on MTV. If you have the MTV app, it's everywhere.
Yeah, do you
it's
know how really we good. Watch it on the MTV app?
How?
We use Carly's login.
Really?
Yes.
Thanks, Carly, for watching this.
Thank you. We love you so much. Okay, cool. So do you think that you'll ever be on the pod again?
Maybe.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Good. Okay. As always, you guys, dang, I should have had some advice for you to answer. I've said I'm going to have an advice, a new story for the advice segment for like the past three episodes, and I keep forgetting.
Shoot one at me.
I need to. I don't have any, so I'll we'll have to record again or something. Okay. Let me just make one up. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, as always, guys, follow us on Instagram at The Show Girls Podcast. Carly does a great job running the Instagram. You can message her if you need advice, anything like that. We would love to give you guys advice on the show.
If you have any opinions, we'd love to hear that.
Yes, we love opinions, only if they're right. No, I'm just kidding. But, okay. Anything else?
No, thank you, everyone. Hope to see you next week.
Oh, you're going to be here next week?
No.
Bye, guys.
Bye.